Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Fred, hello.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
Hey.
What's going on? Are we on fire?
Tomatoes.
Mike Francesa appears to rip fought while ripping Adam Gase.
I love meatballs.
Do you?
Let's go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb,
bomb. Go Red Sox.
Hit me like a bomb, bomb, bomb.
Wall dick, well, yeah.
She made out with my dad.
Hello. Welcome to the show.
Forgive me.
Charles is up next. Hey, Charles.
Hey, happy Tuesday.
Okay.
Charles Allen here. Bestman, let me defend the man, but first, here's a tip. Never lend your bike to a bar. Hopalong Riley, Bob Riley, the governor, up in Alaska, AD, the University of Alabama, all had bike problems. They all were Bob. It's B-O-B-O-B, Bob on bivouac on a bike. It was March 25, 2012. And Bob Sykadent concluded April Fool's Day with a cracked vertebrae. But suddenly came a big buck from out of the deep, a six-pointer. And that's my tweet. That's my climb. Hey, Charles Allen here.
Hey, Paul. Oh, man, I love you.
He would be their sweeties.
Yeah, wait. About that bitch.
She's still calling in there.
Hey, I haven't heard from her in years.
Yeah, she might be dead.
Yeah. I mean, she sure sounded old enough.
Yeah, Feinberg goes to the funeral. Feinbaum, sorry, not Feinberg. He's been known to go to these callers' funerals.
Feinbaum had a little bit of controversy.
Oh, yeah?
A couple days ago. Somebody who, where's the tree that was poisoned? Who's got
Auburn,
the...
Auburn.
Right? Auburn, yeah. They've got
an Alabama person called up and bragged that he had poisoned the big tree.
And he got like a ridiculous amount of jail time.
Yeah, like he actually got in big trouble for that. And so I don't remember how much it was, but you're right. I mean, he went to jail. And so I guess on Monday, yesterday, or maybe it was on Friday, he called in to Feinbaum's show. He used a fake name, but then started bragging about how he had killed the tree. And he was like, I don't know why everyone hates me. I didn't kill an animal. I didn't kill any people. I killed a tree. And then Feinbaum had this like really heartfelt like apology. Like he knew that he had really riled up the fan base. I mean, that is no, you do not poison the tree. And Auburn fans, dude, they take that way seriously. So he had this like big, like almost as if he had said something horrible on the air. He had to break it down and stop the show to apologize.
Yeah, because he had the Auburn tree guy on. That's right. And the worst thing about that is how proud the Auburn tree guy is of himself. If you've poisoned a tree, which is all well and good, but then you go to jail, and it was like a significant amount of jail time.
How much did that guy get?
I don't know how long he served, but it was no joke.
So much that I know the guy's name. Like, it's like someone Updike. Like I've read about it enough. Let me see, tree arrest.
Because it was
Tumor's Corner is the name of the tree. And it says that he was being held.
3 years. It says here. What the, is that possible?
No, there's no way he got 3 years for that.
I'm looking at this. 3 years.
Yeah,
it says
he
here.
Got like a long time.
Auburn tree poisoning. Harvey Updike Jr. sentenced to 3 years for poisoning beloved trees.
But how much did he actually serve?
I don't know.
Regardless, he got 3 years, which I wouldn't really be bragging about. That's not something that I would be going out of my way to say. And by the way, if you went to Auburn, would you care at all if someone poisoned the tree?
I don't know.
Can you imagine like caring that much?
Apparently, you go. It's a different way of life, man. You get upset about stuff like this.
I don't doubt that, but it just if you're going to Auburn, my concentration would be on so many other things.
I guess, according to this boy, this guy's like a real criminal mind. He said he told CBS News he planned the crime for about a month and placed a specialty herbicide called Spike 80DF on the trees. He poured 500 times the amount of herbicide actually needed to kill the trees. Quote, every night I'd stay up all night long, and they used to have cameras on the trees, and I'd figured out when the slowest time, what day of the week, and what night was the slowest around those oak trees so I could go in there and not get caught. So he went in, and I want to find out whether he actually got... Oh, okay. He was ordered to serve at least 6 months in jail, spend 5 years on supervised probation, and ordered to pay $800,000 in restitution. $800,000. He would have to work for like 90 lifetimes.
Yeah, there's I feel like that money's never coming. But if he did 6 months, 6 months is no joke.
You want to guess how old this guy was?
Oh, is he going to be embarrassingly old? Or is
yes.
He, 42.
In his mid-60s.
Oh, boy.
Okay, I might be wrong, but it sounds like here from this article that he got away with it. But it was because he called into the Feinbaum show and admitted it that they found him.
Yes, that is absolutely true.
This is a 65-year-old man.
That is absolutely true. He had done it, but then he called in, and then I think he called back in crying.
This might be the call. Let me take a look. It's not very long.
Al is in Dadeville, Alabama. Hey, Al.
Hey, Paul. How you doing?
Well, thanks.
This year I was at the Iron Bowl.
Okay.
And I saw where they put a Cam Newton jersey on Bear Bryant's statue. Okay. Well, let me tell you what I did. The weekend after the Iron Bowl, I went to Auburn, Alabama, because I live 30 miles away, sure. And I poisoned the two tumors trees. I put Spike 80 DF in them.
Did they die?
Do what?
Did they die?
They're not dead yet, but they definitely will die.
Is that against the law to poison a tree?
Well, do you think I care?
No.
Okay, I really don't. Hey,
okay.
Roll damn tide.
The chances of him having gone to Auburn
are
below 0%.
And by the way, there were two words he said in there just from someone who lived in the South.
Hey.
That's one of them. No, it's do what? Do what? You don't say what down there, or excuse me, it's do what? It's always those two words together, and that is just, I did not go to college. I completely failed any kind of chance of getting any good score on my SAT. I might not have even finished high school.
Taking the SAT.
Do what?
They put on a Cam Newton jersey on the Bear Bryant statue.
Do you think I care? Well, I mean, you probably did once you were in jail.
No, I think he called him crying. Another time, like after
apologizing
after the crap hit the fan, he was probably a hero in jail. Walmart fans is what they call him.
Sure,
but just I can only imagine walking around and going like they put a Bear Bryant jersey, or they put a Cam Newton jersey on the Bear Bryant statue.
He said, "I wanted Auburn people to hate me as much as I hate them. I just don't like Auburn. You know, there are several things in this world that I truly and truly do not like, and Auburn was one of them."
Yeah, well, he showed them. Poisoned some dumb tree.
And then called in. I guess he'd gotten away with it, but then he called in, and there you go.
Yeah.
By the way, what is this tree? Like, what is this?
It's probably some
tumors
old tree.
Corners? It's probably got, like, the ashes of some, like, famous coach or something like that.
No, I think they're just two old trees. That the people of Auburn have adopted.
Going, hey, here's some new trees.
Auburn,
you think of the trees.
Because when you're a student there, it's very meaningful. So I guess he would still be on the 2013
And he was given how much probation? I have it in front of me.
5 years, right?
5 years.
So that's why he's calling in, because he's off probation.
Ah.
He just got off probation probably, so he's calling in to take a victory lap.
Yep.
And Feinbaum, he got a very serious apology?
No, I think he called in.
But Feinbaum gave a very hard apology.
He was not happy that he says that he did not know that it was this guy who had called in. It was under a fake name. And once he got on, he had to stop the show and then came back from break and had like a really heartfelt apology. Like, this should never happen, and I will never let it happen again to all the Auburn fans who are distressed.
They
had to relive that nightmare of a tree being poisoned.
Yeah, of the tree being poisoned.
They put a jersey on Bear Bryant. The bear.
Oh, the bear.
Who had sex with the caller, the old lady caller. Remember, she was the secretary for Bear Bryant?
She was the one who was like,
Because I was always thinking about the bear.
It's Mildred.
Mildred, and remember we looked it up? Mildred, so this, I'm talking to the audience like they know everything that we've ever done. This woman, Mildred, would call in and say she was going to the bathroom and stuff like that. But she wasn't being cute. She was just old.
Yeah.
And it turns out she said that she had sex with Bear Bryant and that she was his assistant. And we looked it up and it was true.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, this all checks out. And, you know.
Bump uglies.
She talks about she used to bump uglies with him.
Bump uglies with him. That's right.
And then there was one day where she was just complaining about.
And my hemorrhoids.
About her hemorrhoids.
Yes, indeed. Oh, and her lesbian daughter, that's right.
Oh, yeah.
And I grabbed it in a pose.
That's her talking about the hemorrhoids.
Yes, that's right.
She dabbed them and pulled.
Which she's a lesbian, you know.
She's a lesbian.
And then she couldn't figure out how her lesbian daughter would have sex. So she watched a porno, right?
I guess she showed it to her, and she goes, how do you get
pleasure?
One day we should replay that call.
I mean, she was the best. She really was the best. I don't know if she's dead or what's that.
She's got to be dead. But when she was saying she had sex with Bear Bryant, and then we looked everything up and it all checked out. That was the greatest.
Oh my gosh! I'm looking at a picture of the dude. One of our listeners just sent us a picture of Harvey Updike, the guy who poisoned the tree. He has the worst Yosemite Sam mustache you've ever seen. Like, I mean, you couldn't draw a bigger stereotype of what you think this guy looks like.
Well, that's when you in jail, if you want to survive, you got to look like Wilford Brimley. All right, what are we going to talk about, Rich? What happened last night?
Celtics are the best team in the NBA.
There you have it. We'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all 6 world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Toucher and Rich, weekday morning, 6 to 10.
That was horribly uncomfortable.
Toucher and Rich, mornings.
It was all taken out of context.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Recapping what you missed is Toucher and Rich.
What happened last night? 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. And Rich, what is going on?
Oh, your Boston Celtics are the best team in the NBA.
Marcus Smart finds Kemba. Quick three is good.
What a weapon. Whose time is it?
After a slow start, Kemba Walker is 1-3 away from the franchise record, and the Celtics have pushed the lead to 7. 4:11 to go at the Garden. Boston 101, Dallas 94.
Dallas came into the TD Garden 4-0 on the road. Boston ended that real quick with a 116-106 win over the Mark Cubans. Kemba Walker lights out. 29 points, 8 three-pointers, as you heard right there, and he made it look easy. So with Gordon Hayward out, the Seas were going to need some guys to step up, and so far, the man who has taken the majority of those minutes is Jaylen Brown.
102 free throws there, 111-102. Jaylen Brown goes the distance, gets by Tim Hardaway. Tim Hardaway's in there to make threes instead. He gives up a dunk. The Celtics lead by 11. Where Carlisle will call a timeout, but he has run out of time in Boston tonight.
Yep, Jaylen ends up with a game-high 11 rebounds, which gave him his first double-double of the season after his 30-point night with the Spurs. Last night he notched another 25, 11 rebounds, and 3 assists. And on Monday, with Marcus Smart and the starting lineup for Hayward, the guy continued to make big play after big play on both sides of the court.
Kemba Walker behind the Robert Williams screen. Quick three, front iron, no good. And Dallas loses the rebound. Smart rips it away from Finney Smith. Goes behind the back to Robert Williams for the two.
Nicely done.
Man, Marcus Smart has just been fun as hell to watch. Not only has he been an excellent passer, but he scored 17 points last night, including 4 three-pointers. What's his can you look up his three-point percentage this season? Because, I mean, he's been impressive
three. He's on a hot streak, Rich.
I know.
He's on a hot streak. Can we agree on that?
100% from three.
And he started last season on a hot streak, too. Remember the beginning of last season? It was like, oh, my God, the guy can hit threes. But, I mean, he has been actually good from three.
Well, I thought it was interesting. He hit a three at the end of the game and then looked over at the Dallas bench like,
you're going to leave me open?
Can't guard me.
I'll do it.
Okay. Let's check back in a couple of weeks.
The other thing about Marcus Smart is that I love the fact that they sick him on these giants. They did it with Giannis Antetokounmpo. And last night, he frustrated the hell out of Kristaps Porzingis, a guy who's about 100 feet taller than him, holding Kristaps to a season low 4 points on 1-for-11 shooting. I mean, Marcus Smart, there's really no reason he should be dominating, or not dominating, but being as effective as he is against these just monsters, and he's been able to do so. So now that I've rightfully praised most members of the Celtics for how well they've played, it's time to let Fred to take a little victory lap.
Yeah.
Because last night, Jason Tatum sucked worse than the suckiest suck that has ever sucked. 5 points, 1-for-18 from the field.
That's the great ones, you know.
Where is Jonathan Isaac when you need him?
That's right. Jonathan Isaac had a similar game against Porzingis, too. That's the game that he went off with all the rebounds and steals and everything else under the sun.
Yeah, he did very well. But, I mean, Porzingis, you know, Marcus Smart did a great job shutting him down. Shutting him down. But here's Brad Stevens on the great win, despite Jason Tatum's stat line.
They're really good, and you know, those leads didn't mean much against them, the way they shoot the ball and the way they attack the rim. I thought for the most part our defense was good, with the exception of a couple of minute spurts in the second quarter and third quarter. And then, you know, offensively we made enough shots to win the game.
And at one point near the end of the game, Kemba had to come off the court because it looked like he'd been hit in the head pretty hard. He was holding his head. They actually didn't show it originally on the broadcast. You couldn't see what had happened. And then you realize he got knocked around. Here's Kemba with an update.
Luka, he cut me off a little bit. I kind of ran into him, and my neck just kind of went back a little bit. But I'm good, though. Just a little stinger.
A little whiplash, they're saying he had at the end of the game. And Marcus Smart says that for some reason, people keep hitting him in a certain area.
Nothing new for me. I've been taking a beat my whole life, so I don't know what it is why I keep getting kicked in the groin. I don't know what it is about that, so we got to figure out a solution to stop that. But like I said, you know, I'm used to it. It's what I do, and, you know, I pride myself on it.
He has been your MVP this season. He has done everything on both sides of the court. Every time he gets in, offensively, he's I mean, as I said, his passing has been, next level this year. And on top of that, he's actually scoring from three. And defensively, you've seen what he's done against some of the better players in this league. And it's kind of, it's something that he's relishing, being able to start. He loves getting in there and doing that. And he's going to be doing that with Gordon Hayward out, I'm sure, a lot. But in the meantime, speaking of Gordon Hayward, some fairly good news. After the game, it was announced that he underwent successful surgery to repair that fourth metacarpal fracture in his left hand. He's expected to return to play in approximately 6 weeks, which means right around Christmas. So that is about a pretty decent prognosis for him.
Marcus Smart, 37% from three this season. His career average is around 31%.
All right. See?
So for now,
not bad.
Great.
Not bad.
But I have a feeling you'll be able to leave him open at some point in December.
I'll tell you what. If he stays at 37%, they're going to have to cover him at the three-point line.
What are the odds that happens?
You see, this has been a trend, though. Like, I mean, last year he was trending in this direction.
He was better last year. That's true.
So this isn't just kind of an anomaly. Now, he does get on hot streaks and he gets on cold streaks. But if you look,
he's Jackie Bradley Jr. is what he is.
From three. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, he is. He is. Although
he'll get insanely hot for about four or five games and then miss 20 in a row. That's what he is.
But
he comes with the package.
But we've learned in the NBA, you can get better at your three-point shot. We've seen players do this all the time.
Sure.
And hopefully, and Marcus Smart's also not a giant, so it's not going to be like tough. I mean, he's the kind of guy that hopefully you'll see a little bit of the same trajectory he's been on for the past 3 years.
But the other thing about the Celtics is they lose Gordon Hayward, who by all accounts is their best offensive player.
He was going to be an all-star this year.
He's going to be an all-star this year. And then Jason Tatum shoots like he shot last night.
And they still win by double digits.
Not only did they win, they beat a good team. I mean, yeah. Dallas is a good team this year.
Dallas have the best offense statistically in the NBA?
Yes. Luka Doncic is just unstoppable.
Best road offense. I know that. They were averaging over 120 points a game on the road this year.
Is he 20 or 21?
Doncic?
Yeah.
I thought he was 19. I got to check
that. Okay, then I think he might be 20. For him being that good at 20 years old.
He's a good player.
Yeah, I mean, he's
averaging almost a triple-double. Yeah. He's a very good player.
He turned 20 in February, Dan's telling me.
Okay. My God, he's
can't even drink, and he's just dominating the NBA. Well, Cedric Maxwell yesterday, Fred, on WBZ, said that he saw something that made him immediately believe in the chemistry of this team.
Well, that is for another time.
Okay. do you have it? Do you have it over there? Because I think we also have it in Audio Vault as well. All right. We'll see if you can pull it up because that's something.
That is, this is not operating.
All right.
Non-operational, as they say.
Okay. Really? Vox Pro's not working this morning?
Excellent. I'm not lying.
No. I mean,
he's deliberately withholding.
That might be something that we need to get looked at.
Apparently, it can be reset.
Okay, good. Well, that's eight wins in a row now for Boston. They have the best record in the league. Tomorrow night, they take on Isaiah Thomas and the Wizards here at the TD Garden, and you can hear that game right here on 98.5, the Sports Hub. That is going to be, people are already asking Isaiah Thomas, rather, about his homecoming. He'd go, you know, love, they got love for me, I got love for them back. And I'm like, all right, please. I love Isaiah Thomas. I'm a huge fan of Isaiah Thomas. We don't need another video montage.
We already had one.
I know that they're going to try to pull on the heartstrings because everyone loves this guy. We've had enough.
He came back with Denver. He started only because the coach realized the situation. He couldn't play. He played less than 10 minutes. And, you know, that was it.
Okay.
He got his tribute less than, like, 8 minutes into the game.
And, there was also the jacking around that happened. Remember, it was going to be on Paul Pierce Day. And Paul Pierce was like, I don't want any video tribute.
It was
tribute
a whole thing.
Yeah.
The thing's over.
So
it's done.
I love the guy.
Great player.
Don't need another video
He's
tribute.
On the other team.
No, there should be a couple of them.
Here's Cedric Maxwell on something that he saw that he believed that was an immediate noticeability of their team chemistry.
It's amazing when you get rid of one guy.
You know what? I know you want to tell that, and I'm going to tell you the story. Here's a good story. Good we're not going to slap at Kyrie story. I was on the bus with him the other day, leaving Charlotte.
Yep.
We're riding by one of those restaurants, Popeye's, that had all the chicken, and everybody's lined up. Now, there are about five or six players in the back. They all start talking about it. They all start laughing. In the middle of it was Gordon Hayward. In the middle of it was Kimba and the younger players, and they were all laughing. That builds chemistry over and over again.
No question.
And that's something we didn't see in the last couple of years. Laughter, when you get that on a team, I think is a really good thing. So that's the inside story I'll tell you about the bus.
You saw the chicken last year. You just didn't see the laughter. Everybody was eating.
Yeah,
but they were eating alone.
Yeah, they were eating alone.
Everybody in a different seat.
Everybody essentially had their phone. And they were locked in their phone, and they were in their own world. This is the first time I've seen this team kind of disconnect from their phones, talk to each other off the court. And that's a huge thing.
Did they all get hit in the heads with shovels?
The story was they saw Popeyes and laughed.
Yeah, that they were all sitting around.
How about
that there was something way different going on? And Cedric Maxwell heard laughter and just looked out and saw Popeyes.
Right.
It was like, and then going, that's pretty funny.
Yeah,
I get it.
Like, I love Popeyes.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, look at that, Popeyes. Must be what they're laughing at. Then they saw McDonald's and all crapped themselves.
I heard that. I was like, hang on. So the story is they saw Popeyes and started laughing.
Well, and last year they saw the Popeyes and there was no laughter.
Right. It was
everyone was buried in their phones.
They all just started punching each other in the face.
Yeah. That's Cedric Maxwell must have the most content life because he seems to be legitimately oblivious of everything. Everything that's going on. He just, apparently he just stays in his hotel room, and the ability to do that, you don't really need to be entertained at all.
Although, he did say that he went to a club and saw Jason Tatum eating chicken wings.
Again.
And then I say, probably not a club, no, probably a Popeyes.
Well, that's the thing, is that, yeah, he was probably, like, at a sports bar, but it was so novel to him. Right. He just seems to live this life where he has blinders on and really no concerns. But it was sort of sad that he was Sean Grandy's best man, considering that they only go out once a week.
I know.
Or
and
once
that,
a year.
And that one trip just happened. Usually it's the middle of the year. They were in San Antonio. I guess they must have gone to the Alamo last weekend. That would have been it. Their one trip is 2 weeks into the season.
I mean, a guy that you go out with once a year was your best man. It's kind of sad.
But all the good times they've shared.
Worked with him 19 years.
Sitting in the corner, barely in the sight line of the game itself, doing the play-by-play.
19 years of working with, there's just knowing you. I mean, there's an off-season and everything.
Yep. Do you know how many chocolate cakes have been crushed between the two of them?
I don't see Grandy eating a lot of chocolate
cakes. No, I know, exactly. Between the two of them, probably thousands.
Yeah. there's one of them. Yeah, Cedric Maxwell, I've seen him like three times, and every time he had every suite available. All right, so we're going to get to headlines, Rich. What we talk about?
Get ready. Tom Brady wished his best friend happy birthday.
Ouch. Social media. We'll be right back.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six World Major Marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
Sports app.
Toucher. I can't believe he did that.
Rich.
Didn't want to be there because he was embarrassed.
98.5 Sports Hub.
Be listening this morning at 6:50 for a chance to score a pair of vouchers for Warren Miller's Timeless film, presented by Volkswagen, and be qualified to win a trip for two to Sugar Bush. Warren Miller's Timeless in the Boston area, now through December 15th. For tickets and tour info, visit warrenmiller.com.
Well, last night, Tom Brady did his weekly interview on the old Westwood One halftime Monday Night Football deal.
Mamby-pamby BS.
And before things got started with the hard-hitting questions, Brady had to wish a certain someone a little happy birthday.
Tom, as always, appreciate your time, and we will speak to you at halftime.
Thanks, Jim. I look forward to it. Enjoy the first half of the game. And I want to wish you, on your 60th birthday, a great day. I know you had a great party on Saturday night. You have many more great years to come. So really happy for you, and I hope you get to celebrate your day as you should.
Tom, thanks. Are you trying to rub in age? You're exactly the wrong guy to try and be rubbing someone's age in.
Well, finally, I'm around someone older than me, so I do kind of rub it in a little bit. It doesn't happen very much for me at work.
Tom, appreciate it. Your parents were at the party. We had a great time. In fact, it was at Mastro's, and Mastro's sponsors our halftime report. We thank those folks, and we will talk to you at halftime.
Wait a second. What's Mastro's?
No idea.
It's a very good steak restaurant.
Okay,
we went to the one in Phoenix. There's one over the Seaport.
Okay, all right. So it is a chain, because yeah. I was going to say, is it sponsored by some just... You know,
like they're in a bunch of big cities.
All right, Brady's parents came in. Brady's parents. Like, how much more could you suck up to a guy that you're having his parents to your birthday party?
Is he the oldest looking 60-year-old you've ever seen?
Yeah, I was shocked that he was only 60.
There's no, I mean, I honestly, if you'd have told me, I would have thought he was early 70s.
I mean, his career to tank that much in 20 years is something else. I mean, that is a how long ago was the Pete Rose thing?
Oh, that was at the All-Star game. Where was that?
So that was like 20 years ago?
Yeah.
I mean, for a guy's career, it completely tank.
That's got to be more than 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, regardless, I mean, he was a much younger man.
Because that was probably in the 90s, don't you think?
And now he's not doing anything.
Yeah.
1999.
Okay, so it was exactly 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, at least he got a free meal out of everything.
Right.
Your parents were there.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I got to keep you close.
Yeah, well, despite every sign saying that it's not going to happen, and I'm just as sick of it as everybody else, there was another new report that came out this week about that Robert Kraft expects Rob Gronkowski to come back.
It didn't say he expects. Well, it said he asked him.
He asked him to come back, and he wants him to come back, and he thinks he could come back. And
Didn't Zolak yesterday off air say that Gronkowski was coming back?
I didn't hear that.
Okay. I maybe he said it to Murray, but I could have sworn he said that he was coming back.
Yeah, Kraft said
he thought that he was coming back
for the playoffs.
Yeah, Kraft said he wants him back.
Good. And he has until Saturday, November 30th is the final day that he can make that decision.
It's a great time we talked a little bit about this yesterday, a great time to release a story with 3 weeks to go until the deadline.
Yeah.
He has 3 weeks now to decide, as opposed to yesterday where he had 3 weeks and a day to decide.
You want
to
know why? Bye week. You need something to get clicks.
That's the point. It's a nonsense story. Everyone already knew that Robert Kraft wanted Rob Gronkowski to return. He said as much in public.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not shocking, any of this.
Well, yeah, he asked him. He said that he wanted his all-time tight end to come back, believe it or not.
Yeah.
But it is true. I could have sworn Zolak off air said something like he was going to come back or something like that. Or that he thought he was going to come back.
19 days until the deadline. Oh, sorry, 18 days until the deadline.
Well, he can get back into... and then Murray didn't think that he needed even to put on weight.
Well, think about it. He's probably made a decent amount of money in his project since he's been out. So he's got this new James Corden-produced TV show, Game On. He probably got an okay amount of money for that. Let's say he probably got $1 million for that.
Can I sing?
Okay, so let's say he got $1 million for that. Just doing a couple. It's probably like 5-6 shows. As the endorser for that CBD oil, he probably gets a cut plus an endorsement fee. So that's probably several million. He probably got like $2 million to $3 million there. He's got that Fox deal. That's at least $1 million for that. So you got to think, he's probably made $5 million in projects just that we know of since not playing. And how much does he make a year? Is it 8, 9? How much was it that he's on the hook for, or could he make?
Right.
You're making just a little less just from these quick calculations than you were if you played, and you seem happy. Why would you come back?
How many things is he doing for Fox?
From what I've heard, it's like he's got a commitment of 4 different weeks.
Yeah, he's not making $1 million.
See, I think that because of his name, he's probably making $1 million.
No way. Stephen A. Smith's making $8 million for doing 75 hours a week of content. There's no way they're paying him that much money for five things.
I have a feeling Rob Gronkowski probably wouldn't have even lent his name to that if he didn't get like $1 million for it.
In fact, I would give you 50-1 odds that he doesn't make $1 million doing that. For 5 segments? Nah.
Well, 5 different weeks worth of work. And I think he has a deal with the postseason, too.
It's $8 or $9 million. Gronk was coming up on the end of a 6-year, $54 million contract.
Yeah, so it's $8 or $9 million. And if he returns, he'll only make not even half of that, right? Because, I mean, most of the season's done.
Right.
Less than half. James Corden has the kind of juice to produce his shows.
He's produced a couple of them.
He's like, hosted award shows, right?
Well, yeah.
He does like the Tonys.
But he's also got like three or four different shows that he's produced that you wouldn't know he was behind.
Oh, look at me. Silly. Tickle me.
Well, have you seen that thing on Saturday Night Live?
Tickle me. I want candy.
No, I haven't seen that.
Oh, you must first catch me.
Here is...
I want sweets.
Tom being asked about Rob Gronkowski.
Well, we got a couple more weeks before it's officially put to bed. Rob Gronkowski coming back. Apparently, Mr. Kraft has let him know that he would like him to do that.
I know. You know, I've heard that. And I'm sure a lot of our fans would love to see him come back, too, just because everyone remembers how great he was as a player. But I know Gronk is really enjoying his time right now. And the guys in our locker room are focused on who we have and what we have to do to help our team win. And, you know, at this point, the roster is what it is. You know, I love Gronk as a friend. I've loved him as a teammate. I want what's best for him and his life and him to be happy. But our team has its own mission, has its own journey, and we're on that right now, and it's the guys in the locker room that we have that are going to be tasked with the opportunity to go out there and make it a great season. So
okay.
That's what we're going to try to do.
Someone just texted or tweeted us a photo of Jim Gray during that interview with Pete Rose where he's supposed to be 40 years old. There's no way he was 40 then.
So he's lying about his
age. Oh, man. There's no way he was 40 during that Pete. I mean, he's
demand a birth certificate.
There's no way he's 60 years old.
Hey, Tom, every one of your interviews is so exceptionally boring. here, wish me a happy birthday. Okay, when we first start out, before we kick anything off, you wish me a happy birthday. Tom's parents were there.
And Tom.
So I wanted to make sure that I had a connection to someone famous. I wonder if Oprah and Stedman were there.
I'm sure he would have mentioned it. I have a feeling Tom's parents are probably the
biggest. Of course he would have been. PB Herman was there.
Yahoo Sirius was there.
Jack Hay was there.
Coy and Vance from the Dukes of Hazzard were there.
It was a whole star-studded affair. Mm-hmm. Ernest from Ernest Goes to Jail was there.
His corpse, actually. He's well, already he's dead.
There's Gallagher was there. It was a real who's who. Bonnie Franklin was there.
Bonnie Franklin.
Wow.
I know Tom.
Right.
Oprah knows Tom. Stedman knows Tom. Oprah knows my wife. We're all friends.
Why not
have a dinner? So that's what that was.
Malcolm Jamal Warner was there. All right, we will return, Rich, what we discussed.
Last night, one of the better games on the NFL slate all season, and it delivered.
All right, we will have that for you in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah. Up.
Boston's home for sports. The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Car number 10 right now to the Pride Motor Group contest line. 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of vouchers for Warren Miller's timeless film presented by Volkswagen and be qualified to win a trip for two to Sugar Bush. Warren Miller's timeless in Boston now through December 15th. For tickets and tour info, visit warrenmiller.com.
The 49ers are perfect no more.
42-yarder for the win. Got a practice kick a moments ago. Jason Myers, does he have it in him again? And Seattle
has done it in a classic, and San Francisco suffers their first loss.
One of the best games of the year, a game that went back and forth several times in overtime, and the Seahawks walk away with the last-second win, 27-24 the final score. Jimmy Garoppolo, pretty gross, barfing up the ball twice, one leading to an immediate scoop and score, an interception, and several near interceptions. Just a garbage game from Jimmy G. But one of the funnier storylines that's developing right now in Seattle is the emergence of Jacob Hollister, who has been killing it since he's been a member of their team. And he was kind of Mr. Who when he was here. You know, if only the Patriots could get a tight end to play right now. If only we had a tight end like him. That was amazing. He had a touchdown last night in the game before. I know Pete, Pete Carroll made a comment about, well, you know, when we have fun when we're here in Seattle. It's not like being over and have you seen their faces? You know, New England's not a fun place to play. Well, Jacob Hollister seems to be thriving there. And the minute everyone was saying, you know what, this Russell Wilson is your MVP leader, at the end of the game when he could have won it in overtime, he ends up throwing a pick right at the 4-yard line. I think we've seen something similar to that before. But the 49ers blow it, and they miss their field goal, and the Seahawks are able to get the ball back and win the game. It was an excellent, excellent one. And right now, it looks like that is one of the more competitive divisions in all of the NFL.
April 29th, Patriots trade Jacob Hollister to Seattle for a 7th-round draft pick.
Yeah.
He has been. They done him wrong.
Mm-hmm, they did him wrong.
Yeah, but there was all kinds of shenanigans in overtime. There was all kinds of stuff, but Russell Wilson at the end. And who is he tied for active most comebacks?
Oh, geez, you would ask me that.
Yeah.
Damn it. I don't know, but he has been.
Matthew Stafford.
Yes, that's right.
Because you got to be down to come back.
Yes, you right. do.
You got to be down to come back.
Russell Wilson, first of all, we found out two things. First of all, both of those defenses are legit.
Yeah, they're both great. And Bosa's still going to continue to just
still
wreck.
Still going to be a maniac. Yep. And
Jadeveon
Wilson,
Clowney.
Wilson has been the best player in the league this year, and San Francisco made him look bad at times yesterday. And so, I mean, both of those teams, you could have both of those teams in the NFC Championship game again.
Yes. Yes. I don't know. I'm not wild about San Francisco, but sure.
That defense is going to carry. Look, Garoppolo has been overrated, I think.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The first of this season.
Yeah. And also, Emmanuel Sanders.
He's been a passenger for long periods of time here.
And yeah. Emmanuel Sanders was missing after the beginning of that game as well. So, I mean,
Sanders
he
got hurt.
There.
No, I know. He lost a couple of players to injury early. But still.
No, Garoppolo's been a game manager.
Yeah.
You would hope that he's young. He's not super young, but he's a guy with not a ton of starting experience. You would hope that he would get better. But as of now, I don't trust him in a playoff game.
Seattle's the best team in that league, in the NFC right now.
Yes, I would think that
in the NFC?
Yes.
I still go Saints, even though they got their ass kicked by the Falcons, which was ridiculous. Saints are still
consistent.
The most complete team.
They're trending up. I mean, look, the Saints with Breeze back looked very, very ordinary last weekend.
Well, yeah. I mean, it was one game, but the rest of the season, they've been excellent.
I understand that.
I mean, Seattle's only got two losses.
Green Bay's looked very, very good. That defense is good, too, but I would take Seattle.
Because
of the quarterback, I would take Seattle.
You know, that defensive coordinator for the 49ers, I forget what his name is, that dude's going to be able to pick whatever team he wants to coach. They're going to love him. I honestly think that this whole, like, offensive, the quarterback whisperer trend is going to kind of go by the wayside. Even, like, Sean McVay is being exposed a little bit. So I think that you're going to start to see more a trend towards these dominant defenses. And also, apparently, this guy's a great players coach. I forget his name, but, I mean, he's going to.
Robert Saleh.
That's him. Yeah. After the year he's put together, they're just look at him to be somebody that someone's going to try to snatch soon.
How is the old guy from Chicago doing? Where is he coaching?
Vic Fangio in Denver?
Yeah,
not good.
No.
No, not good. Not good at all.
And quickly for you, John, just finishing up with a little Red Sox news. John Heyman is saying that while the Red Sox will likely gauge the trade market for Mookie Betts this winter, there's great skepticism that any interested team will trade a package of great prospects and pay about $28 million for 1 year, even for a superstar like Mookie Betts.
Yeah, it's what you're reading about him now is very interesting. The hit pieces are out.
Of course.
And talking about it, Shaughnessy had an article that compared his first few years to Fred Lynn and Nomar Garciaparra. Fred Lynn, two players, obviously, that they traded at a relatively young age. And just Mookie Betts' true value. And then you look at, and he made some good points. I mean, if you look at the Nationals, they let Bryce Harper go. They immediately win a World Series. He plays right field, which isn't, you know, a position that is of great importance.
I disagree. I want him on this team.
No, you want him on the team.
I think he's a top five player.
You want him on the team, yep. But what are you willing to get rid of? And how are you going to get rid of it? Of course you want him on your team.
Sales and non-trade. I'd explore trading David Price at this point.
Okay, I don't know what you would get to be commiserate with his value.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't get value. Look, Mookie Betts is a player that you drafted, you developed. He came up through your farm system. He's proven to be one of the best defensive outfielders in the league. And yeah, his numbers
are awful. But he plays right field.
I understand that, but he can play center. And as a matter of fact, after you trade Jackie Bradley Jr., he will play center field for you next season.
How long does he play center field?
Well, he's 27. He's going to be 27 next season. So at least 5 years, maybe longer.
I don't know about that.
You think his legs are going to give out on him before he's 30?
No, I just know baseball and that they're very hesitant to keep guys that they require, that they believe need to carry them offensively in center field for that long. And Shaughnessy also brought up McCutcheon. Remember when he was the second coming?
Yeah, I do.
And then he fell off?
Right now.
You want Mookie Betts. That's an obvious statement. But keeping him and the reasoning and thinking that the team would fall apart without him, it's an interesting counterpoint that I've been seeing.
I think he's going to go somewhere else. He's going to sign a mammoth contract and be awesome for whatever team he goes to.
All right.
Betts is going to play center field. I mean, look, his numbers aren't exactly like Trout's, but they're a one-off. And being one-off from Mike Trout's pretty damn good.
One-off? What do you mean?
I mean, he's not quite Mike Trout. He's one level below.
Okay.
It's the next best thing.
Yes.
That's what you're trying to say, yeah.
Yes.
There's a huge discrepancy between Trout and Mookie Betts. I mean, Trout's an otherworldly
Yes,
player.
He is, which is why I'm not saying he is Trout, but he's the next best thing. And I think the Sox should keep him and build around him.
All right. Well, I mean, everyone thinks they should keep him. It's just if there's
find
a reality.
Find a way to keep him. Trade any salary that you can. Find the money to pay him.
All right. Well, you know what? And then we can raise ticket prices. They can do a bunch of stuff.
It's already the most expensive in the league.
Oh, that's right.
It doesn't matter.
No, that's right.
What's the difference between $40 and $50 for a bleacher seat?
Right, they've already been raised for next year. So.
You've gotten in a game for $40. God bless you.
40 for section 42, row 41.
Oh, well, congratulations for that. Don Cherry. Grapes. He's gone. They fired him.
Big deal.
Well, he said he stepped down. I don't wonder if I can get sued for saying that. Like I have in the past. He technically stepped down, but we will hear what he said. We will give you a history of Don Cherry's statements in the past, and we will tell you how old he is. Because he's old.
Yep.
He coached like an original 60.
Yep.
He was. All right. We will be back. No commercials, just the headlines.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.
Hey there, Boston. This is Noah Barney from North Attleboro. This year, I will be running not just one marathon, but I'm attempting to complete all six world major marathons. And I'm proud to run the 2024 Boston Marathon to support Boston Scores, an amazing nonprofit that uses soccer and poetry to inspire and empower youth. As a former collegiate soccer player, I am honored to be part of the Boston Scores Marathon team and support free after-school and summer learning programs for 1,500 local students each year. Learn more and support my run today at BostonScores.org/Noah.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.